This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm exhausted here. Let me shut off this bright light emanating from my computer where I find all my articles for the show. Wayne Allen Root, the root is exhausted. I just finished shooting the root is done. I just finished shooting my weekend show that airs tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Real America's Voice TV, and I am in a state of disastrous exhaustion. Every muscle in my body is cramping. I've been standing since 5 o'clock this morning, and I am just exhausted. But if I make it through the show, it'll be a miracle. If I faint on the air, hopefully one of you will come resuscitate me. let's talk about some of the stories I've downloaded. Mike McCarthy. What about Mike McCarthy? You just threw me off because I had no idea what the hell you're talking about. All right. Mike McCarthy, you know, the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I'm supposed to know what Chris is talking about. No, I'm not talking to crazy man in my ear. There's actually a person in my ear. For those of you who understand TV, he's in Dallas, in our USA Audio Network studios in Dallas. All right, Chris, you can stop with the sports now, okay? I downloaded this article because I found it so remarkable. When you think about all the ways our money is being wasted as taxpayers, this is one even I didn't see coming. House Republicans introduced a bill to withdraw funding from the World Economic Forum. But why would we be funding the World Economic Forum in the first place? The United States of America is using taxpayer money to pay for billionaires like Klaus Schwab to run a World Economic Forum that comes up with new and interesting ways to destroy the United States of America and bankrupt the middle class? This is crazy. A group of House Republicans has taken a firm stance against the World Economic Forum by introducing a new piece of legislation aimed at cutting off federal funding to the globalist organization. Whoever knew they were funded in the first place? The bill is known as the Defund Davos Act, spearheaded by Representative Scott Perry, Republican Pennsylvania, joined by other Republican congressmen. I know no Democrats. It seeks to prevent the State Department and other federal agencies from funneling money into the World Economic Forum. Why would we be spending money on the World Economic Forum? According to records, the United States government has contributed millions to the World Economic Forum. This spending trend is something Perry and his fellow GOP lawmakers argue should come to an abrupt end, forcing American taxpayers to fund annual ski trips for insular global elitists is absurd, not to mention reprehensible. Yeah, I just had no idea the things we waste our money on. It's incredible. The wealthy WF globalists should not receive Americans' hard-earned tax dollars. The Defund Davos Act would ensure the U.S. tax dollars are not funding the World Economic Forum and their reset on our way of life. Wow. Who knew the phrase, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, comes from the World Economic Forum and its agenda for what's called the Great Reset? It's a proposal by the World Economic Forum to rebuild the economy sustainably following the COVID pandemic. Boy, when you see words like DEA or ESG or sustainability, run for your life. Run for your life. Sustainability. Anything that's sustainable means it's a bunch of communists looking to fleece you for every penny you've got and enslave you because you're white. Wow. Joe Biden today, here's another great story. He just woke up and unilaterally canceled another $5 billion in student loan debt for 74,000 borrowers. It's just another vote-buying gimmick. He's losing badly, and he wants to buy votes, but this time it isn't going to work. You know why? Because these are almost all government employees. Can you imagine what a joke this is? How come if I become an entrepreneur and a business owner, I have to pay my college loan, and I have four kids, and I got to pay their college loans? But if you become a government employee, you get your college loans paid for by the government. Who made that freaking decision? What a ripoff. What a joke. Why does the government bureaucrat deserve a free ride? And by the way, they were never promised a free ride. When you went to college, you didn't know you were going to be a government employee. And when you became a government employee, no one told you you got free college. You didn't do it because you were getting free college. The only good news is government employees are all Democrats. He didn't buy one vote. They were already voting Democrat. So Joe Biden woke up today and canceled another $5 billion in student loan debt for 74,000 borrowers. And it's all government employees, such as firefighters and teachers, who are in the public sector. Now, look, everyone who knows me knows I love firefighters. I love policemen. I love anyone who puts their life on the line. But what's that got to do with getting free student loans? Last I checked, firefighters, policemen get a great big salary. They do great. I know in Las Vegas they do. In Vegas, 12, 15 years ago, the newspaper dug and disclosed, and nobody liked it. Believe me, the unions didn't like it. The average firefighter in Las Vegas, 12, 15 years ago, made $199,000 a year. The average firefighter, not a fire captain, the average firefighter. I believe the average policeman made $150,000 a year in Las Vegas. I don't know, you know, in the rest of the country, whether it's that high, but you don't have any reason or any right to take people's college loans and say they don't owe them anymore because they're a firefighter. What are you talking about? How about me? I'm a businessman. Don't I get my loan written off? No, none of us should. That's not America. You can't write off everyone's college loans from the government. The government would go broke. The taxpayers would go broke. But more importantly, you can't write off one group and not another. So next thing you know, and this is not a far reach, it's going to happen, they're going to write off loans because you're a Democrat instead of a Republican. And they're going to write off student loans because you're black instead of white. You know, you're black and you took a loan. You can't possibly think you'd owe it back. You're black. You owe it back. So again, I'm the world's biggest believer and lover and appreciator of first responders, firemen, policemen, military, right? But you can't write off their student loans. That's not part of the deal. And the rest of us have to pay? You know what that would mean? It's just like health insurance. That's what they did to us with Obamacare. I'm a small businessman. They destroyed me. My health insurance for a family of six at the time, four kids, my health insurance, $500 a month. And it paid for everything. It was fantastic. God bless. I think I was with Aetna, if I remember correctly. God bless Aetna. And then Obamacare passes, and instantly they drop me, and they send me a letter and say, due to Obamacare, we are canceling your health insurance. And then they sent a letter a week later and said, okay, now you can get a new policy. It's $1,500 a month instead of $500. And then within a year, it went to $2,000 a month. So I'm guessing if I stayed with it, today it would be $3,000 a month. Thank God I got out and I joined Christian Healthcare Sharing. But I don't, you know, once I got rid of health insurance, I don't know what happened to the old policy, how high it went, but I guarantee you, if it was $2,000 a month 8 years ago, it's got to be $3,000 a month now. Who could afford that? But see, that's only because I'm a small businessman, right? They managed to screw over with Obamacare. Everyone in America who's poor and votes Democrat got free health care. And every middle-class person, every small business owner, everyone who's in the private sector, we all got screwed. That's a nice way of saying it. If I wasn't on TV, I'd say the real way. We all got effed. And they tripled our rates. They could pay for free for the others. So it's the same thing. If you're going to take government employees and you're going to say they get free college, then I got to pay triple for my college. And I got four kids. Three of them in college, right? You know, I shouldn't say three of them in college. Two of them in college right now, and one of them is going to be in college in the next 2 years. So this is insanity. Literally insanity. You can't just wake up and say someone doesn't. They took a loan. whether they're a wonderful firefighter or a wonderful policeman or a wonderful military, they took a loan knowing they had to pay it back, and now you're waking it up and saying they don't if they'll vote for you. I mean, just talk about disgusting. Talk about stealing votes. Talk about bribing people. All right. Here's a story about a former IRS contractor who admits to taking a job with the IRS with specifically the intent to steal and leak Trump's tax returns. I mean, you just can't believe what's going on in our country. And this is a government employee. So, you know, if you're going to give anything away free, I'd give it to firemen and policemen. I sure wouldn't give it to typical government employees who not only don't risk their lives, they sit on their fat asses all day long. They do nothing. Firemen and policemen risk their lives. The average government employee, which is most government employees, sit on their asses all day. They do nothing. Zero. They're janitors. They're secretaries. They're government bureaucrats. Why would they get a student loan paid off for free on top of their six-figure income, on top of their Cadillac health care? And this guy, Charles Littlejohn, a former contractor for the IRS, confessed to intentionally taking a role at the IRS with the specific aim of stealing and leaking former President Donald Trump's tax returns. He's 38 years old, and he pleaded, did he plead guilty? According to court documents, he hasn't pleaded guilty yet. He stole tax return information associated with a high-ranking government official, President Donald J. Trump. You're talking about government employees who hate Republicans and white straight males and Christians and patriots, and you're giving them the whole kitchen sink and the whole kit and caboodle. Everything's free, and jack their salaries up and hope they all vote for you as a giant voting block. And it works out pretty good, doesn't it? Every government employee votes Democrat. How disgusting. Wayne Allyn Root. It's rootforamerica.com is my website. You can watch my TV shows there, my radio shows there, my podcast there. Rootforamerica.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wild news today. I don't know how many of you heard, but Nikki Haley has gone full Kamala on us. Nikki Haley was having sex while married with strange men in the back of her SUV. Did you hear that? Now, again, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I'm not a witness. If I was a witness, that might have been fun, but I'm not a witness. But the UK Daily Mail says two men have given sworn affidavits that they had affairs with Nikki Haley. This is before she became governor, so it's a couple years back. But she had sex in the hotel room with them and in the back of her SUV with them. And, you know, anyone can make up anything. We know that. I'm always skeptical when someone makes something up. This was a long, detailed article, and I read it. These guys knew her well. One was a lobbyist who was constantly with her, and the other one was an assistant of hers that was constantly with her. And people saw them together all the time. So I would not doubt, you know, her car was seen at the, I think it was the lobbyist's apartment complex overnight all the time with plates that showed she was a congresswoman. So people know. So here's, you know, everyone's acting like Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. He's not moral. Look what he did. Well, here you go, Nikki Haley. And how do you know what Ron DeSantis does? How do you know what anybody does? So I generally say stay out of someone's personal life. But all these people love to bring up Donald Trump and the things he's done and the affairs on his wife. Well, now you have a woman cheating on her husband. But here's the real clincher. If this is true, and it's a story in the UK Daily Mail, and I tend to find everything in there very credible. She cheated on her husband while he was in the military away on deployment. Wow. If that's true, she's done. And if the affairs are true, she's done. And she's done anyway, because she's going to lose badly in New Hampshire, and then she's going to get crushed in Nevada, my state, crushed. And then she's going to get crushed in South Carolina. Latest poll, Trump's up by 39 over Nikki Haley in South Carolina. Also new news, Ron DeSantis' team has left New Hampshire. The event is what, Tuesday? The primary's Tuesday? And they've packed up and left. So Never Back Down has changed their name to Run for Your Life. Run for Your Life! Ron DeSantis is finished. More big news about the campaign. Senator Tim Scott, United States Senator from South Carolina. Nikki Haley's United States Senator. How did he become a U.S. Senator? Appointed by Nikki Haley. And now in his second term of being elected. But he got appointed by Nikki Haley. And tonight, at a rally in New Hampshire, he will endorse President Donald J. Trump. What a slap in the face to Nikki Haley. So Ron DeSantis has packed up and left New Hampshire. He's done. He's over. He will get no votes in Nevada. So he's, and South Carolina will beat Trump beating Nikki by 40. So therefore he'll beat DeSantis by 50. DeSantis will have to quit in the next few days. DeSantis is done. And Nikki Haley, if she gets crushed in New Hampshire, especially after these new disclosures from the UK Daily Mail, Nikki in the back seat of her SUV with an aide? Really? While she's married? And while the lobbyist was married in his hotel room? We don't know it to be true. We know two men have sworn affidavits. Nobody knew if Stormy Daniels is true. That didn't seem to bother anybody. There was another girl, I forgot her name, a beautiful girl with brown hair, and she supposedly had an affair with Trump. Nobody knows if that's true. She says it. So these two have sworn affidavits. It's certainly as good as any charges against Trump. Let's see how America reacts to a woman having affairs on her married husband while he's away in the military deployed. Nikki Haley was finished anyway. Now she's really finished. She's triple finished. She's quadruple finished. It's all over. Karen McDougal, right. I knew it was another one of those MCs. She must be friends with Mike McCarthy. So Senator Tim Scott is set to endorse Trump tonight, delivering a significant setback to Nikki Haley's campaign in South Carolina. And he was named to his post as a U.S. Senator by Nikki Haley. Wow, what a slap in the face. All right, we got about a minute left, Chris. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Got to make sure I give due credit to those that sign the front of the checks. The rest of you get to watch free. Energized Health changed my life because of what I lost and what I gained. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it inner body visceral fat that I didn't know I had. I didn't really lose any weight, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, and gained 2 new TV shows at the age of 61. Thank you, Energized Health. That was over 3 years ago, 3 years and 2 months. My face and my body look like I'm 20 years younger than I am. It's quite amazing. If you look at a picture of me at age 50, I look 15 years older than today at age 62. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. All you do is say war when you call Energized Health. War for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get 40% off. 888-444-8895, toll free. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing about high debt levels, crossings at the southern border, and the war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan now has carried out strikes in Iran. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. Last year, over 8,000 cases, but that number is likely to go up. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We'll be right back.
one of my favorite friends in the world. He's like a brother to me, and he's best friends with President Trump. And he just sent me this text. Oh, my gosh. Funniest thing I've seen in a long time. They were saying how the White House is trying to get the media to change the subject away from Hunter Biden scandals. So they sent Jill Biden, Joe's wife, of course, the first lady, out to a high school today to talk. The name of the high school is Hunter High, as in Hunter Biden's high. Get it? You can't make this up. The lectern she was standing on had Hunter High written on it while she spoke. And the whole time she was talking, the screen said Hunter High above her on a banner, and on the lectern in front of her, it says, "I'm dying of laughter." What a story. Hunter High. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Pet Club 24/7. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dogs, Bubba and Buddy. So if you're like me and you love your pets as much as me, listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets benefit, dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. There's no side effects. It doesn't interact with any medications. Take advantage of special discounts only for my fans, Wayne Root fans, right now at PC247Health.com. PC for Pet Club, 24/7 for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, health.com. PC247Health.com. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my pet. If there's nothing you wouldn't do for your pet, it's PC247Health.com. All right, my guest is here. We love having him on all the time. Ben Berkwam, host of Law and Border on my network, Real America's Voice TV Network, where I've got my weekend show at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific every Saturday. He's the founder of FrontlineAmerica.com, and we welcome him back to the show. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Doing great, Wayne. Great to be back with you, sir.
You were back at the border, and enlighten us, educate us. What did you witness at the border? And by the way, where were you? Which part of the border were you at?
We were actually in the whole thing. So we started in San Diego, ended up going across the entire border, 8-day trip, ended up in McAllen, Texas, and stopped along the way. We went border to airport, border to airport, border to airport to show you exactly how bad it is from San Diego to Hakumba, California, to Yuma, to then out into the deserts of Arizona, Lukeville, El Paso, Texas, and all the way along. And basically what we found was everywhere was an absolute disaster. And I just want to show you a little smattering of what we got. Passports from Ghana, from Bangladesh, we've got Ukraine, got India, got China, tons of them from China. Got over 300 passports and IDs from over 30 different countries in just these small, few areas in three places.
Can I cut in and ask a stupid question, Ben?
Absolute disaster.
Let me cut in and ask a dumb question.
Yep,
why do you have passports? Well, I don't understand. Don't people want to keep their passports? Why did they just drop them or give them to you?
Yeah. Yeah, great question. Because they've been coached. They've been told that if they want to make up a new identity, all they have to do is drop their IDs, and they can make up any story that they want. And just to give you an idea of how scary this is, in Hakumba, I was actually interviewing a guy there from Iran. He ended up telling me later on that there was a guy in the camp that admitted to him that he had been a terrorist from Afghanistan and had changed his name, told the Border Patrol one name when his actual name was another name. I reached out to Homeland Security after I got this information. Apparently, the guy's already been let into the country. And the crazy thing was, I actually released the video. It took me an hour and a half to finally get somebody on the call. It was from Homeland Security, the tip line. And the guy actually told me, I have it on video recording the call. He said, unless you have a first name, a last name, a date of birth, and a location where the person is currently residing, he couldn't even take the report. It's absolutely insane. I told him I have the real first name of this guy. I have a video of the guy, where he's from. Can't you do facial recognition? And he said, no, I can't even take the report without that basic information. Thankfully, we did finally get a hold of the Homeland Security Joint Terrorism Task Force, and they're working on it as we speak. But absolute disaster. And again, that's why everywhere you go, you find piles of these everywhere. IDs, money. We had money, huge groups coming from Turkey, huge groups coming from the Middle East right now. And again, all you do is drop it. The other thing is, if you are trying to claim that you're coming across as a family unit, you have a woman and a child with you. Well, that doesn't work very well if you have a passport from one country and she has a passport from another country.
Right.
The kid is from a third country because you bought them on the way. It's immigration fraud, and it's the death of our nation, what we're seeing right now on the southern border.
I could just picture a black guy from Kenya, and they ask him what his name is. It's Donald J. Trump. You know, or a guy, some Muslim coming from some terrorist nation, and he's dark-skinned Muslim. What's your name? Wayne Allen Root. I could just picture these guys coming across the border. I'm John Smith. I'm Joe Williams, you know, and it just doesn't make sense what's going on.
And I've spoken to Border Patrol, and they said they have to take the name that is given to them. Unless these people show up on Interpol or terror watch list, they have to take that name, and forever that person is known by that name within our database. Even if they get the corrected name later on, a Border Patrol is told that that name is the name that sticks with that person as long as they're in our database. I mean, it's asinine. It's national suicide, and we're watching it.
National suicide. Just a quick question for you. Again, I like asking questions so I know what's going on. So how would Border Patrol even know what their real name was if they give you the name, you know, Joe Smith? The Border Patrol doesn't know that they're terrorists from Kenya. They only know he says his name is Joe Smith. Do they take fingerprints and match it with Interpol? How would they know?
They take photos. So this is one of the things that they're coming through. If they're single adult males, they'll take photos and they'll run them against their database. But if they're not in the database, if they're not in an Interpol database, or they're not in a terror watch list database, then they have no clue. They have zero clue because, again, these are countries that don't share information with us. So it's not like you can say, hey, Syria, let us check and see, you know, who your potential terror suspects are that are coming over here, or Afghanistan, Taliban. Do you mind sharing some of that information that we left behind with you? We don't have any of that information. China's the same thing. We have passports and IDs from China. We have no clue who the people are, and we just keep saying, come on in, come on in, come on in.
It's the destruction of America. There's no question about that. It's sick. Let me ask you a question about all the times you've been to the border now. I mean, you're the king of the border for any TV network in America. You're it, Ben. You've been to so many places on the border, so many times, so often. Are things worse now than they've ever been, or have they just been consistently bad for a long time?
When I was there, this was a couple of weeks ago when I got all these IDs, it was the worst I've ever seen it. Every point along the way was masses of people. From the time I landed in San Diego, the airport was full of illegals. I went to the border of Hakumba. I saw over 700 people in a day, three different camps coming across. I went to Yuma, same thing. You go to Lukeville, same thing. I went to the Tucson airport, full of illegals. Now they're trying to hide it. They're basically taking them out of the commercial airports and putting them onto charter flights and charter buses so that you don't see it. But one thing that is happening, we just got word, Todd Bensman just reported this a couple days ago from the Center for Immigration Studies. Joe Biden has reached some sort of secret agreement with the Mexican government, and the Mexican government now has just started within the last week, repatriating, flying some of the illegals from the northern border back to the southern border. Basically, so, you know, Biden just came out and said, oh, the numbers have gone down from 10,000 a day, which is, I mean, just beyond astronomical, to 5,000 a day. They're touting 5,000 a day as if that's some sort of great number. That's still 150,000 people a month coming across. It's still over 1.5 million, almost 2 million people a year coming across. And they're touting that as if it's some sort of good number. They're the only thing that they're doing is sending them back to Tapachula, southern Mexico. And then all those people are doing is starting the process back over. So now you have huge numbers, bottlenecks down in southern Mexico. And all it is to shift the media focus so that it doesn't make Biden and the Democrats look that bad, so that they can pass their budget. And the Republicans, the weak, coward Republicans, will pass the budget rather than securing the border, allow this monstrosity of this destruction of our children's economic future. It gives everybody a pass. So they're saying, oh, look, the numbers aren't as bad. It went from 10,000 a day to 5,000 a day. The reality is, all that is pushing that dam, making that dam taller, but it's going to burst, and those numbers are going to end up coming across here. And the moral of the story is, any Republican that votes to continue this from now until President Trump is reelected, God willing, in November, that votes to increase the debt before they vote to secure the border needs to be out of office. They know exactly what's happening, and they're allowing it to happen.
Right. And by the way, you, Ben, are actually being naive. I'll tell you why. You're not mentioning the real reason Biden's doing it. It's not to get the budget passed. It's to win election in November. That's the reason he asked Mexico to help. You bribed them with billions of dollars, they would let less of a flow come across the border so he could point out and go, see, it's not that bad, reelect me. That's the real reason. Don't lose sight of that, Ben. This is election fraud.
Oh, that's it.
Crazy.
It's both. It's in tandem.
It's both. No, I get it. It's both. All right. Music's on. We got to run. We appreciate your heroic activities on that border, Ben. You must be risking your life every time you walk near these crowds of MS-13 and military-age males from countries all over the world. I give you so much credit. You are one courageous fellow. Ben Berquim, host of Law and Border on Real America's Voice TV Network and founder of FrontlineAmerica.com. Ben, thanks for all you do. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Email me anytime. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On fire. I'm looking at the lead story at the UK Daily Mail today. Well, the lead story all day was Nikki Haley having sex in the backseat of her car. That would be the lead story, all right? But the lead story right now is the silent invasion. At least 40 million acres of land, including many plots of land next to military bases, are now owned by foreign nations. The silent invasion of the United States. I mean, obviously, as you heard from Ben Berkwam, and as you hear every day from me, it's a massive, in-your-face, loud invasion of the United States at the southern border. But this is the silent invasion. Foreign developers, including Chinese, Russian, Iranian, and Venezuelans, now own at least 40 million acres of U.S. land near military bases from coast to coast. Government admits it does not know the full extent of the land grab. I don't get how we became the greatest nation in the history of the world by being the smartest nation in the history of the world, and suddenly we became the dumbest nation in the history of the world. But I guess it just reminds me of the Roman Empire, right? Or the Greek Empire, all the great empires that at one point were dominant, and then they just, or the British Empire. British Empire was dominant, and it's certainly not dominant anymore. At some point, you go from smart to dumb. You know, it's just like I know so many people who are rich, and they earned it themselves. They're all brilliant. And then they've got kids, and their kids are screw-ups. You know, and not all rich kids are screw-ups, but I know lots of people who are rich, and almost every one of their kids are screw-ups. And it just doesn't travel well, the DNA, from father to son. It just doesn't. In so many cases, the son will never have the brains or the edge of the dad. And so when you talk about countries, over centuries, each new generation, dumber and dumber and dumber, till the people running your country are as dumb as a doorknob. You know, like Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris is like the ultimate exhibit A for dumb as a doorknob. Wow. Yeah, here it is. Here's what I've been talking to you about today. Explosive allegations, sworn affidavits, and new witnesses claim Nikki Haley committed repeated adultery with a communications consultant and a married lobbyist while her husband was away on deployment for the military in many cases, while she was in the backseat of a car in some cases. Again, we don't know that's a fact. We just know that the UK Daily Mail is reporting that these two gentlemen have signed sworn affidavits saying it happened. Who knows? Just telling you the news. And speaking of weird situations, there's a photo here of a really obese woman in a bathing suit lying on the beach. And she was one of the swimsuit models for Sports Illustrated. So they hired a really obese woman to be a swimsuit model, and then they wonder why Sports Illustrated's out of business. You know, they were famous all those years for their swimsuit edition, swimsuit model edition. And now they went with bisexual and gays and lesbians and obese women. And look at the result. Go woke, go broke. Sports Illustrated has laid off their entire staff. Literally, their entire staff. That's what happens when you start going woke. And you think, well, we can't put pretty women in our you know, in a calendar or inside our magazine. And wait a minute, beautiful white women? Oh, that wouldn't be right at all. For the 2023 swimsuit edition, they chose a transgender biological male for one of their covers. And they chose a dangerously obese woman for the coveted swimsuit issue. They have openly glamorized the oppression of women and promoted Sharia law by featuring a Muslim woman in a hijab and a burkini. And one of their ex-employees shared an email sent to all Sports Illustrated employees today. And it says a significant number, if not all, of their jobs are about to be eliminated. The New York Post reports the decision, which includes some employees being terminated immediately, comes after the Authentic Brands Group, the licensing group that bought Sports Illustrated 5 years ago for $110 million, terminated the agreement it holds with the Arena Group to publish the magazine in print and digital. Sports Illustrated shared the following on X, meaning Twitter, after their announcement. We have fought together as a union to maintain the standard of this storied publication that we love and to make sure our workers are treated fairly for the value they bring to this company. It is a fight. We will continue. Anyway, Sports Illustrated is in a dust heap of history. You know, liberals want to eliminate all the statues that are great and historic and show you the great history of America. They want to destroy history. Well, guess who's on the heap of history, the garbage heap? Sports Illustrated, the most woke company in the world. Every time I ever looked in it, that's why I haven't read it in years. Every time I looked, there was some woke article or some woke opinion piece. Unbelievable. Let me mention Goldgate Capital as we say goodnight tonight. They are the sponsor of this show. And gold has been flying for months because the world's in a precarious position. And America's in an even more precarious position. And mark my words, World War III is about to start. We're basically in it right now. So follow the smart money. You need to have an insurance policy against the dollar and against the stock market crash and against an economic crash. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA or SEP IRA. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And you mentioned my name, Wayne Root, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today, get up to $15,000 in free silver. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. My website, rootforamerica.com, all my TV shows, all my radio shows, all my podcasts, they're all there live, or a library of all of them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.